这个重建圣殿的预表性。
Prefiguration of the rebuilding of the temple。
我们刚刚谈到，啊，使徒教会就好像所罗门所建的殿。
As we have discussed, the apostle church is like the Solomon's temple。
啊，非常有能力，非常有属灵的美德，非常荣耀。
Was full of power, spiritual virtues, and glory。
但是到了公元第一世纪末，到了第二世纪，这个圣灵就渐渐啊从地面上消失。
But towards the second century, the Holy Spirit was removed from the church。
教会渐渐俗化。
And the church was secularized。
所以教会渐渐失去了真理。
And the church lost the truth。
所以教会就没有生命。
There was no life in the church。
啊，以后演变了，教会跟政治结合在一起。
And the church also associated herself with politics。
所以这个教会里面呢，就完全好像被掳一样。
Therefore, the church was just like being captivated。
那我们教会就称作教会被提啊，就提回到天上去了。
And the church reascended to heaven。
啊，但是圣经里面的预言。
But the Bible has prophesied
这个使徒教会在末世要重被重建起来
that the apostolic church will be rebuilt in the last days
好像倒塌的帐幕要再次被建起来
just as a broken or fallen tent being rebuilt
所以重建圣殿的现在预表就是指的重建真教会
so the prefiguration of the rebuilding of the temple is the rebuilding of the true church
我们要把已经失去这个使徒教会那个特质再一次重新恢复起来
and we need to revive the characteristics found in the apostolic church
使我们在地面上的人能够真正借着教会所传的真理借着神在教会所降临的圣灵能够与神合一
so people may reunite with God through the Holy Spirit and the truth found in the true church
所以我们会听到很多的朋友在其他的教会
Many of our friends are maybe in other churches.
对神都没有什么体验。
They don't have any experience in God.
他们知道有神。
They know about God.
但是对神没有什么体验。
But they don't have any experience in Him.
就是没有在真正的会幕里面。
Because they are not in the true tabernacle.
那么一旦进入了真的会幕里面。
But once you find yourself in the true tabernacle.
就在这里体验到神了。
You will experience God here.
很有能力，很有恩典的神。
A God full of power and grace.
很有荣耀的神。
God full of glory.
所以我们现在就是要重建使徒教会已经失去的那个教会。
We are now rebuilding the lost apostolic church.
啊，虽然马丁路德有改教。
Even though there was a reformation by Martin Luther.
但是并没有完全改得像使徒教会一样。
But the reformation did not revive the apostolic church.
所以我们生长在这个世代。
We live in this world.
可以说是很不幸啊。
For this age is very unfortunate.
啊，罪恶很深。
There's full of sin.
人生灵心生活很空虚。
And our lives are vain.
但是我们生活在这个世代，也可以说是最幸运的。
But on the other hand, we are also fortunate to live in this age.
如果你早一百年生啊
，Had you been born 100 years earlier,
大概你现在你没有体验过圣灵。
You probably would not have experienced the Holy Spirit.
如果你早一百年生啊
，Had you been born 100 years earlier,
大概你所现在所听到这个得救的真理，你没有听到。
You would not have heard of the gospel of salvation.
哦，所以你生好，刚刚生好到现在。
But you are born in this age.
哦，有圣灵的浇灌，有真得救的真理。
You have experienced the pouring of the Holy Spirit and the gospel of salvation.
这是极大的福气。
This is a great blessing to you.
所以我们生长在这个有福气的时代，就是有一个重要的使命。
And we living in this fortunate age has a mission.
就是重建属灵的圣城。
And the mission is to rebuild the spiritual temple.
我们进入第五。
This point,
本书的分段
outline of the book.
第一段是第一次回国，第一章到第六章。
The first section, the first return to Jerusalem, chapters 1-6.
啊，以斯拉记一章到六章。
Ezra 1-6.
这一段的中心人物是所罗巴伯。
The central character in this passage is Zerubbabel.
它的重点是重建圣殿。
And the theme is rebuilding of the holy temple.
第二段是第七章到第十章。
The second section, chapters 7-10.
它的人物是以斯拉
The main character in this passage is Ezra.
他的重点是复兴信仰
And its main theme is revival of faith.
那第一段哈，这个所罗巴伯重建圣殿是在536年左右。
The first section, rebuilding of the holy temple, was at 536 BC.
那么第二段以斯拉复兴以色列百姓信仰在458年左右。
The second section, revival of faith, 458 BC.
这样差不多相差几年了。
What was the time lapse?
72, 78年啊。
78 years.
重建圣殿到复兴信仰啊， 差七十几年。
From the rebuilding of the Holy Temple to the revival of faith.
好，我们现在看第一段啊，第一章到第六章。
Now we'll study chapters 1-6.
好，这个第一章到第六章又可以分作两段来讨论。
We can subdivide chapters 1-6 into two categories.
第一段是第一章到第二章。
The first subcategory is chapters 1-2.
是记载被掳归回。
The return of the captives.
那么第二段是第三章到第六章。
The second subsection, rebuilding of the temple.
是记载重建圣殿。
In chapters 3-6.
好。我们现在要来看第一章跟第二章。
Now we'll study chapters 1-2.
被掳归回。
Return of the captives.
第一个哈，从被掳归回这件事情可以看出神眷顾他的子民。
From the return of the captives, we can learn about God's care and guidance of His own people.
先看生命记三十二章第九节第十节。
We turn to Deuteronomy chapter 32, verses 9 and 10.
生命记三十二章第九节第十节。
Deuteronomy chapter 32 verse 9 and 10.
耶和华的份本是他的百姓，他的产业本是雅各。第十节。
10.
耶和华遇见他在旷野荒凉、野兽吼叫之地，就环绕他、看顾他、保护他，如同保护眼中的瞳人。这个地方说神的份就是他的百姓，他的产业是雅各。
For the Lord's portion is His people, Jacob's allotted inheritance.
所以就神来讲，
as far as God is concerned,
他的选民就是他的财产。
His portion is His own people.
就我们来讲，
as far as we are concerned,
我们所拜的神就是我们的财产。
God, the God we worship is our portion.
所以就我们来讲，
as far as we are concerned,
世界上最宝贵的是神。
The most precious thing in this world is God.
就神来讲，
as far as God is concerned,
在他的心目中最宝贵的是他的选民。
The most precious in His heart is His people.
那第四节说
，In verse 4
说耶和华遇见他在旷野荒凉、野兽吼叫之地啊，神看到他的选民在旷野荒凉啊，到处的野兽吼叫神就有一种怜悯的心了。
Sorry, verse 10 in the desert he found his people in the barren land.
所以神就环绕他、看顾他、保护他。
God shielded him and guarded him.
好像保护眼中的瞳人。
As the apple of his eye.
所以神让以色列百姓。被掳在那里受苦又领他回来，这个就是神眷顾他的一个表现。
God allowed the people to be captivated and then brought them back. This is the care and guidance of God.
因此神是公义，神也是慈爱的。
God is just and at the same time loving.
所以希伯来书里面说神会管教。
Hebrews tells us that God disciplines.
以色列百姓做错神会管教。
God disciplined the Israelites because of their wrongdoings.
那这个管教也是他慈爱的一个表现。
But this discipline is also an act of love.
所以以色列百姓接受神的公义管教，被掳，后来又带他们回来，这个就是神的慈爱。
So the Israelites were punished justly, but they were also brought back with love.
所以神不永远放弃他的子民。
God does not forsake His people forever.
因为他爱他们。
Because He loves them.
那第二点。
The second point.
这个被掳归回就证明神纪念。他自己的言语。
The return of the captives proves that God remembers His own words.
我们看以斯拉记第一章。
Please read Ezra chapter 1.
以斯拉记第一章。
Chapter 1 of Ezra.
第一节。
Verse 1.
说波斯王古列元年，耶和华为着要应验借着耶利米所说的话，就激动波斯王古列的心，使他下诏通告全国。这里讲说。神本来有借着以耶利米先知说预言。
The Lord has spoken by Jeremiah.
我们到底耶利米说什么预言
？But what did Jeremiah prophesy?
你看耶利米书二十九章。
Let's read Jeremiah 29.
Yeah, 二十九章。
Chapter 29.
第十节。
Verse 10.
说耶和华说，巴比伦所定了七十年满了以后，我要眷顾你们。向你们成就我的恩言，使你们能归此地。神借着耶利米先知说预言。
God spoke through the prophet Jeremiah.
说他们被掳七十年以后。
That after 70 years of captivity.
神要让他们再回来。
God will brought them back to the homeland.
这个预言是在被掳以前就讲了。
This has been prophesied before the captivity.
那么后来真的神到时候到了。
And in due time.
结果神就开始要让以色列百姓回来。
God brought His people back to the homeland.
所以从这里我们可以看出来神是信实的。
So from here we can see that God is faithful.
他讲的话他一定会实现。
He will bring to pass his words.
哦，所以神不能够辩护自己。
God cannot annihilate his own promise.
如果神违背了他自己讲的话，神就不能够当神。
If God did not keep his promise, he cannot be God.
所以神是信实的。
So God is faithful.
他的话是我们的，是最值得我们依靠的。
His word is reliable.
啊，因此他所预言的，他现在要应验。
And he will fulfill the word he has promised.
那对这一点哈，圣经里面有告诉我们。
Now the Bible tells us.
在哥林多后书。
In 2 Corinthians.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
哥林多后书的第一章。
2 Corinthians chapter 1.
20节。
Verse 20.
说神的应许不论有多少，在基督都是是的，所以借着他也都是实在的，叫神因为我们得荣耀。这里讲说神的应许啊，不论有多少
，No matter how many promises God has made，
耶稣都是是的
，They are yes in Christ，
就是肯定的
，They are positive， affirmative。
神的应许就是整本圣经里面你可以找到的。
God's promises are found throughout the Bible，
在耶稣里面都是肯定的
，And they are all yes or affirmative in Christ。
就是每一个人信耶稣归入主的名下，圣经里面所有神应许的福分对我们都是实在的。
Everyone who believes in Christ。Will receive the promises in the Bible.
好，那么神的应许在我们身上实现的时候，就是神得荣耀的时候。
And when God's promises are fulfilled, it is the time God is glorified.
所以圣经里面神的应许好像一张开出来的支票。
So all the promises in the Bible are like a check.
这一张是不会退票的支票。
And this check is not a fake one.
但是我们要凭着信心向神求。
But we need to ask God with faith.
所以有信心啊，每一句话都是实在的。
With faith, every promise is yes.
都可以体验得到。
You can experience every promise.
因为神是信实的。
Because God is faithful.
神纪念他的言语。
And God remembers His own words.
以色列百姓犯罪得罪神。
The Israelites sinned against God.
那摩西本来啊，神本来要把这个以色列百姓都除掉。
God intended to destroy the nation of Israel.
那么从摩西的后代啊，兴出这个另外的选民。
And raise from the descendants of Moses a new people.
啊，那个时候摩西就跪在神面前祷告。
But Moses knelt before the Lord and prayed.
那么他向神祷告有一个非常重要的重点。
There was one emphasis in his prayer.
说你如果把以色列百姓除掉。
He said, if you were to destroy the people.
第一个，你在外邦人当中有荣耀吗
？First of all, will you have glory among the Gentiles?
第二个
，Secondly,
你在旧约时代所应许那个应言里有实现吗？
Did you fulfill the promises you made beforehand?
结果这样的，摩西一祷告，结果神就不把他灭掉了。
Yeah, so God changed his mind and not destroyed the people.
所以神是守约施慈爱的神。
So God is faithful to his promises.
他是最值得依靠的一个神。
And he is the most reliable.
好，那神要实现他自己的应许要怎么办？
And how does the Lord fulfill His promise?
他妻子自己会亲自动工。
He will work himself.
请看以斯拉记第一章。
Please turn to Ezra, chapter 1.
第一节。
First one.
说耶和华为着要应验耶利米所说的话，就激动波斯王古列的心。神本身去激动古列的心。
The Lord moved the heart of Cyrus, king of Persia.
这个是神开始自己在做工。
So the Lord worked himself.
所以我们现在有时候我们在看真耶稣教会如果你真的用眼睛看这，有一点觉得说，这个教会要什么时候才能够传遍全世界
？If you analyze the present state of the true Jesus Church, you will begin to wonder when will the gospel reach the whole world.
全美国1500个信徒。
There are only 1500 members in the U.S.
全加拿大大概是400个左右。
And about 400 in Canada.
加起来不过2000个人。
And total of about 2,000.
要把北美都传遍每一个角落，这不简单啊。
It will be difficult enough just to preach in North America.
所以我们如果用人的理性去推，你会觉得说啊，那个福音要什么时候才能传完
？So with our rationale, it is hard to believe that the gospel will be preached.
但是
，But
这个得救的福音要传遍全世界，主耶稣才会再来，这个是神所预定的。
It is the predetermination of God that the gospel should be preached to the whole world before He comes.
那么，既然这个是神所预定的
，since this is the promise of God,
所以神自己会做工。
He will bring it to pass.
因此我们不要为着教会的忧虑太多。
So we don't have to be too worried about the church.
有人为着教会的兴旺忧虑太多，也因此就心里不太平衡。
Some people are over worried about the church.
好像这个圣经里面讲这个啊，有一个人叫乌撒。
There was a person in the Bible called Uzzah.
他看到这个约柜快要倒下去了。
He saw that the Ark of the Covenant was about to fall.
结果他就动手去扶那个约柜。
So he stretched out his hand and touched the Ark.
他本来不能扶约柜，约柜是这个圣的。
He wasn't supposed to touch it because it was an holy object.
因为他很忧虑这个约柜会倒下去。
But he worried that the Ark would fall.
结果他一动手去摸，结果他反而被神打死了。
So as soon as he touched the ark, he was struck by God.
他的动力动机是好的。
He had a good intention.
但是啊，他替神忧虑太多。
But he was over worried for God.
所以我们在这个发展教会圣工，我们要尽量做。
So in the progress of the church, we need to do our best.
但是啊，我们不能因为这个啊，因为对教会忧虑太多，所以啊，做一些不合神旨意的事情。
But we shouldn't do things that do not please God just because we're too worried about the church.
因为神一定会亲自做工。
Because God will work himself.
好像当时神亲自激动人的心来完成他要带领以色列百姓重建圣殿这个预言。
Just as he moved the people himself to bring about the promise that the temple will be rebuilt.
所以在重建教会这个工作。
So in the rebuilding of the true church.
如果神要你做。
If God wants you to work for him,
这个是你的恩典。
It is a blessing to you.
如果神要你做，
If God wants you to work for him,
你不去做，
and you refuse,
神会感动别人做。
God will move other people to do it.
这个神的工作，神一旦开始动工，
Once God begins to move,
很多人会很乐意的开始在做工。
Many people will be working for him joyfully.
所以这个世界上的工作，有时候你不做，就找不到适合的人。
The task in this world, sometimes if you don't do them,You can't find a replacement.
但是在神的工作，神本身会预备，神本身会兴起他所适用的工人。
But in holy work, if you don't work for God, God will move other people to work for Him.
所以这个神激动几个心呢？第一个，神激动王的心。
First, God moved the heart of the king.
这个王的心是最困难的。
The king's heart was the most difficult to move.
因为他是在万人之上。
Because he was above all men.
但是即使王的心，神也有办法感动他。
But God was able to move the king's heart.
那神一感动王的心，
As soon as he did that,
一切事情就变得很简单了。
Everything else went smoothly.
所以箴言二十一章，
In Proverbs chapter 21,
第一节，
verse 1.
箴言二十一章第一节。
Let's read Proverbs 21, verse 1.
说王的心在耶和华手中，好像龙沟的水随意转流。这个地方说王的心也是在神的手中。
The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord.
好像龙沟的水随意转流。
He directs it like a water course wherever he pleases.
所以王的心也是在神的控制之中。
Even the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord.
所以神要感动波斯王古列的心。
Therefore the Lord moved the heart of Cyrus.
结果他就下命令来通告全国。
Therefore he made a proclamation throughout his realm.
第二节
Verse 2,
以斯拉记第一章第二节
of chapter 1 of Ezra
说天上耶和华的神已经将天下万国赐给我。古列王他知道他的这个王位是神赐给他的。
He realized that his kingship was given by God.
他说王神又吩咐我，
and that he has been instructed
要在犹大耶路撒冷为他建造殿宇，
to build a temple for him at Jerusalem in Judah.
第三节
Verse 3.
所以现在你们中间凡是他的子民可以回到耶路撒冷去为耶和华建殿。
Anyone of his people among you may return to Jerusalem and rebuild the temple of the Lord.
愿神与这个人同在。
And may God be with them.
所以后来这个选民的心呢就受到神的激动。
And God moved the chosen people.
所以很多选民就决定要回国。
So many of them determined to return to their homeland.
请看第五节。
Verse 5.
第五节。于是犹大和便雅悯的族长利未人，就是一切被神激动他心的人，都起来要上耶路撒冷去建造耶和华的殿。这里讲说一些选民被神激动的心，他也想要回去建殿。
The chosen people were moved by God and prepared to go to rebuild the temple.
所以有时候这个教会我们看那个很少人在做圣工。
Sometimes we feel that there are so few workers in the church.
有一件事情非常重要。
The one thing we need to keep in mind.
要祷告。
We need to pray.
这是神的灵如果在感动人了。
Once the spirit begins to move,
很多人会来到教会做圣工，很乐意，而且做得很高兴。
Many people will come to the church by themselves to work for him with joy.
那如果神的灵没有在感动人，
But if the spirit does not move,
你就安排表一直排吧。
No matter how hard you do the schedule,
打电话这个叫那个叫，
and start calling people.
那大家来了，
Even if people come,
边做圣工边发愿言,
they complain as they work.
今天本来有 appointment 的,
I had an appointment today.
就没有去了, 要来做圣工,
I had to cancel the appointment just to do holy work.
今天本来要做什么的,
I was supposed to do something else.
今天呢,来到教会,
but now I'm in church.
因为那个心没有被神感动,
their hearts are not moved by God.
所以一边做一边发愿,
so they complain as they work.
那这个工作就在,
and this kind of work is not pleasing to the Lord. When the church has the Spirit of God moving in it,
你一讲说我们要做什么工作,
whenever you announce that there's a work to be done,
好多人来啊,
many people will volunteer.
有的停下来,
some people even take days off to come.
做完工,
and after the work is completed, everyone is happy.
肉体很疲倦,
even though they are tired physically,
心灵很高兴,
but in the Spirit, they are joyful. This is when God works.
神在激励人的心,
this is when God moves the heart of the people.
那不但选民呢,
and not only the people, the chosen people,
连四围的民心呢, 也受到神的激动,
even the people in the neighboring countries were moved.
第六节,
verse 6,
他们四围的人就拿银器、金器、财物、宝树、牲畜帮助他们,
all their neighbors assisted them with articles of different things.
这些没有信的, 不是选民的, 也受到激动,
even the Gentiles were also moved.
我记得这个Garden Grove在1982年买会堂的时候,
in 1982, when Garden Grove was purchasing a chapel,
有一些外邦人奉献,
even some unbelievers contributed.
有一个信徒在公司上班,
one of our members was working in a company.
他告诉他老板,
he told his boss
说我们教会要买会堂,
that our church was purchasing a chapel,
现在还缺少钱,
and we still lacked money.
那个老板说好啊,
and the boss said, no problem, I'll contribute some money.
现在1万块钱美金,
and he offered $10,000,
这个数目相当大,
which was a great sum.
所以这个神的工作有时候要做, 圣灵一旦动工哦, 连外邦人和感动也会来帮助,
so when the Spirit of God moves, even the unbelievers will come and help.
所以神亲自在激动人的心, 这是一切的关键,
so the key is that God moves the heart of everyone.
那么百姓就乐意回国建殿,
and the people joyfully return to the country to rebuild the temple.
这是第五节,
in verse
说他们起来要上个耶和华, 耶路撒冷建殿,
verse 5, they prepare themselves to go up to build the house of the Lord in Jerusalem.
为什么说这个也是神在感动,
why do you say that this is also the movement of God?
因为他们在巴比伦住久之后就安定了,
because they had seemed to settle down in Babylon.
难道他们要再走这个旷野路再回到这个迦南地很长啊, 很不好走,
it was a long journey through the wilderness for them to return to Jerusalem.
长途跋涉,
they had to take a long journey.
不是像现在坐飞机里面有冷气啊,
it's not like today where you can take the airplane with air conditioning.
也不是像现在开车啊,
or like you can drive today,
边开边听音响啊,
and listen to your stereo on the way.
我请问大家,
let me ask you,
如果今天洛杉矶的信徒是走路到这里来参加神学班,
if the people from Southern California were to walk to the seminar today,
请问几个会来, 举手,
how many of you will come? Please raise your hand. You'll have to walk for a week.
大概没有几个会来了,
not many of you will come.
坐飞机就比较轻松啊,
but since we came by planes, it's easier.
他们是走路回来啊,
these people, however, had to walk.
那么回到耶路撒冷,
and when they returned to Jerusalem,
全部都被火烧掉, 都是废墟啊,
all they could see was ashes and rubbles.
要重新再建,
and they had to rebuild from scratch.
所以如果不是神在感动他们,
without the movement of God in their hearts,
他就生活很舒服, 大家不想动啊,
since they had a comfortable life, why would they bother to do it?
所以有时候我们在这个教会里面, 在做圣工,
when we do holy work in the church,
这个生活比较简单的信徒, 反而很容易做圣工,
we can see that those with simple lives are easier to be involved in holy work.
生活太舒服的, 反而不容易做圣工,
those who had too comfortable of a life will be difficult to, for them to join the holy work.
有的我相信有的我们当中有的在家里都没有洗过盘子,
some of you never washed dishes at home.
感谢主了, 你命很好,
and thank God you are blessed.
但是你来到这里如果被安排去洗盘子, 这个是你的福气,
but if you have been assigned to wash dishes, it is also a blessing.
那也要神感动你, 你才会洗得很高兴,
and it requires the movement of God for you to wash dishes happily.
所以一切的圣工, 如果要受苦, 有神在感动, 你就做得很高兴,
so even if they're suffering, as long as God moves, you will work joyfully.
所以他们就大家 赶紧回国, 乐意回国建殿,
the people were willing to return to their homeland to rebuild the temple.
那第六节说,
in verse 6,
他们不但乐意回国啊, 他们把金器银器什么都拿出来啊,
they also brought with them articles of silver and gold.
很甘心的奉献,
they were willing in contribution.
我们去 前几次去非洲。
In the previous times when we went to Africa,
最初几次,
the first few times,
看他们奉献的时候要跳舞,
the Africans would dance when they offer.
那有的就是献这个十块 Naira, 就是很大了, 就是现在说一块钱美金了。
Some offered 10 Naira, which was a great sum of money.
那跳舞的时候就十块 Naira 在头上就一直挥, 一直跳, 让大家知道他是要献十块钱了。
And they would wave the money above their heads to show off that they are offering.
我就问非洲传道已经跳了半个钟头, 为什么不停呢?
And I asked the African preacher, where have they been dancing for a half hour and not stop?
他说这个数目还没有够。
He said, we don't have enough money yet.
等到这个线够了, 我们跳舞就停止了。
We will stop the dance when the money has been collected.
然后又问他了, 为什么献祭一定, 奉献要跳舞呢?
So we asked him, why do you need to dance when you offer?
他说非洲人唯一的娱乐就是跳舞。
He said, dance is the only enjoyment for the Africans.
你如果让他跳得高兴, 自动他钱就掏出来。
If you make them happy, they will give money.
那有一个教会就开始实行了。
So one of the churches began this practice and said we shouldn't dance. We would just put two offering boxes behind the chapel. And the offering dropped to less than half of the usual contribution.
他要回去要走这么辛苦的路啊，不但要回去，钱都拿出来。
These people, however, not only did they have to walk through a difficult journey, they were willing to offer too.
这个也是神在激动人的心啊。
It is because God moved their hearts.
把钱都拿出来，而且很快乐。
So they were willing to offer.
奉献得很快乐，这个是神在激动人的心。
This shows God's movement.
你如果奉献用分配的。
If you assign people to offer,
这个哪个弟兄，你开马自达的Benz，所以你奉献多一点。
Brother so and so, you drive a Benz, therefore you should offer more.
你住那个房子50万的，所以你要奉献多一点。
You live in a $500,000 house, you should offer more.
你要发现大家来到教会愁眉苦脸的。
Then people will have a long face when they come to church.
好像在纳税一样。
As if they are giving tax.
但是如果神在感动人的心。
But if God moves the heart of the people,
我们也听过这个洗专门替洗衣服这些姐妹,
we heard of sisters who wash clothes for other people.
洗到手都破了,
even they have hurt their hands.
这个教会圣工有需要,
but when the holy work needs their money,
他把所有应当存款都拿出来,
they will give all their savings to the church,
奉献给教会,
and give them to the church.
心里得到很大的快乐,
and they were filled with joy.
他觉得他做了一件最有意义的事情。
It's because they felt that they have done something meaningful.
有一次有一个教会要买会堂。
There was a church which was in the process of purchasing a chapel.
结果钱不够。
They were lack of money.
大家就祷告了。
So they prayed.
因为这个钱在每个信徒的口袋啊。
Because the money was found in the pockets of the members.
祷告神感动人。
So God moved the people after their prayer.
结果大家就开始献了。
And people began to offer.
有一个小朋友就拿一个他那个叫什么铺满，就是装这个coin那个东西来。
One of the little kids brought his piggy bank.
给那个财务负责说， 请你把它杀。
And told the financial affairs coordinator, please kill the piggy for me.
结果他把它破开来。
So the financial affairs coordinator did.
里面很多的钱。
And he found lots of money in the piggy bank.
那个财务负责说他感动得快要流眼泪。
And the coordinator said that he was moved to tears.
那个小孩子积蓄这个一盒子这个钱啊, 本来可能是要去迪士尼乐园去哪里有趣的。
He probably saved up the money so that he could go to Disneyland or someplace else.
但是他拿来教会很快乐。
But he joyfully brought his savings to the church.
所以最重要要神在感动人的心。
So it is critical that God moves in the heart of the people.
你受苦也会喜乐, 奉献也会喜乐。
You'll be joyful even in suffering or even when you have to give up something.
好，那这是第一章。
This is chapter 1.
第二章就记载这个, 返回的人数。
Chapter 2 talks about the list of the people who returned.
结果就记载很多的家谱。
So we can see a set of genealogy.
我们就发现这个犹太人很注重家谱。
We can see that the Israelites emphasize genealogy.
那这个家谱啊, 为什么会注重这个家谱呢?
Why did they place so much emphasis on genealogy?
因为神有告诉亚伯拉罕,
God had once told Abraham,
说要给你这个牛奶与蜜之地。
That his descendants will be given the land flowing with milk and honey.
所以以色列百姓都夸耀我是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
So the Jews would boast that they were the descendants of Abraham.
那个牛奶鱼蜜之地有两个意思。
The land of milk and honey has two meanings.
一个是地上的。
First, it refers to the earth.
一个是天上的。
And the other in heaven.
所以亚伯拉罕到了迦南地。
When Abraham went to Canaan,
他连一块地也没有得到。
He did not receive a single piece of land.
连他太太死了也没有埋葬的地方。
Even he did not even have place to bury his wife.
亚伯兰到了迦南地。
When he went to the land of Canaan,
他的信心已经看到天国,
his faith, however, was reached heaven. He had seen a better country. So he yearned to go to that better place.
因此,
truth in the church. If you have not yet been baptized into Christ, you cannot serve in the church. Doesn't matter how long you have been seeking the truth. If you have not been baptized into Christ, you still do not have a portion in the heavenly kingdom. We can also see the numbers of priests. And how many priests were there?
大家请算算哈, 祭司的数目, 从36节到39节, 一共几个人?
Verses 36 to 39, how many priests were there?
啊, 谁算数比较好, 他算算看。 我有写, 但是他没有打进去。 啊?
Those of you who are good at
math. 大约4000人, 是不是? 对,4500,就是十分之一的数目。
There are about 4,000 of them.
所以这个重建圣城,这个回来的人当中,差不多十分之一是祭司。
So about a tenth of them were priests.
就是在圣殿里面服侍神的。
Who served in the temple of the Lord.
所以这告诉我们,我们教会做圣工的人啊。
This is to tell us, those of us who are holy workers.
应该要很多。
We need to have many holy workers.
直接在服侍神应该要多,教会圣工才会发展。
We need more people who are dedicated to serve.
所以这个我们像我们教会现在，美国教会有10间教会，有4间祈祷所。
Now we have 10 churches and 4 prayer houses in the U.S.
那美国的专任传道，属于美国总会的专任传道。
The full-time ministers in U.S.
现在只有4个。
We have only 4.
一个负责韩侨。
One is in charge of the Korean community.
只剩下3个。
And so we only have 3 left.
那这个三个要10个教会，要4个祈祷所。
Now these 3 are to be in charge of 10 churches and 4 houses of prayer.
所以每个教会都在 complain, 我没有看到传道。
That's why almost every church complains that they don't have a pastor.
那传道者也在 complain, 我们都没有机会看到信徒。
And pastors complain that they can't see members.
因为做工人太少。
Because there are too few workers.
所以希望啊, 这几年造就我们大家, 从我们当中能够出一些神所用的工人。
So hopefully some of you will come out to serve the Lord.
被神感动出来奉献你自己。
And you will be moved by the Lord to dedicate yourself.
那做工的人越多, 我们教会越兴盛。
The more workers we have, the more prosperous the church will be.
所以那些被掳归回的人有差不多10分之一是专门的, 专职没有做世界的工作, 是专职在圣殿里面服侍神。
So about a tenth of those who returned served in the temple hold the full time.
那我们所有的信徒如果大家献十一捐,
Now if all of us were to offer tithes,
10家可以养一家,
10 families can raise one family,
是不是这样?
Or take care of one family.
你如果平均收入来讲啊, 一户啊, 如果一年平均收入 3万块美金,
Let's say if a household earns 30,000 a year,
那现11间就 3000块美金,
and they would offer 3,000 a year,
那10户啊, 奉献合起来就是 3万块美金,
Now if we have 10 average households, we won't have 30,000 a year,
就差不多养一户了。
And you can raise or take care of another family.
所以哦, 这个教会如果每一个人都奉献十一捐,
So if every single member offers tithe,
教会会非常有经济能力来做很多神要我们做的工作。
The church will have financial capability to carry out the tasks of God.
我们不一定要依靠少数很有钱的人啊。
We don't necessarily need to rely on those who are rich.
因为你如果依靠少数的人,
Because if you do,
你就不能得罪他了。
You better not offend them.
得罪他不奉献，冬天就没有暖气了。
Or else they will offer and you won't have heaters in the winter.
那如果大家都献十一捐,
But if everyone were to offer tithe,
大家的心都在教会,
everyone will put his mind on in the church,
这个圣工就会发展,
and the holy work will prosper.
那么第二点啊, 重建圣殿,
Second point, rebuilding of the holy temple.
第3章到第6章,
Chapters 3 and 6, 3 through 6.
他们回到, 到耶路撒冷要开始重建圣殿,
they were beginning to rebuild the temple.
那这个重建圣殿当中哈，有一点非常重要的一点，就是在原有的根基上。
An important point we need to bring up is that they built on the original foundation.
啊，不是另建根基。
They did not build it on a different foundation.
这个从旧约一直到新约，都有一些隐隐约约都有这些教训。
Throughout the New and the Old Testaments, we can see teachings concerning this point.
啊，谁继承摩西做以色列民的带领人
？Who was the successor of Moses?
约书亚是吧？
啊 ，Joshua.
我们看约书亚接承摩西以后他怎么做
？Let's see what he did.
啊，先看生命记最后一章。
Please read the last chapter of Deuteronomy.
第九节。
Verse 9.
生命记三十四章第九节
Deuteronomy 34:9
所嫩的儿子约书亚因为摩西曾经按手在他的头上就被智慧的灵充满以色列人便听从他、啊、照着耶和华摩西吩咐去行了第十节
10.
以后以色列中再没有兴起先知像摩西的、啊啊、这个第九节说摩西按手在这个约书亚的头上
Moses had laid his hands on Joshua
他就被智慧的灵充满
And he was filled with the spirit of wisdom
所以这个有神同在的人按手很有力量
So those with the guidance of God will have powerful laying of hands
他是神人、啊、
Because they are the people of God
有神的能力神的恩赐在身
They are the men of God and they have the spirit and power of God、
哦、那如果神的能同在不是很清楚
But if God does not stay with the person、
哦、你被按手就觉得头被摸摸这样而已、啊
And when he lays hands on you, he won't feel anything.
那他按手，这个智慧的灵就充满他。
However, Joshua was filled with the spirit of wisdom when he was laid hands upon.
我听过一个姐妹在见证。
I've heard a sister's testimony.
有一次她信仰很软弱。
She was weak during a certain period.
到一个教会参加灵恩会。
She went to attend a spiritual convocation.
她不晓得谁跟她按手。
She didn't know who laid hands on her.
这一按手，她觉得整个人好像醒过来一样。
But she felt that as soon as she, the handsTouched her head, she was awakened.
她当时祷告没有睡觉。
She wasn't sleeping.
但是可能灵在睡觉。
But her spirit was probably sleeping.
所以有时候我们当传道在台上灵会啊。
Some pastors, when we preach on the pulpit,
你看下面呢、啊，有的人爱困爱困呢、啊，睡眼轻松。
When we preach on the pulpit, we can see people fall asleep.
他昨晚睡得很饱啊。
Even though they had good sleep last night,
他灵在睡觉。
But their spirit.Sleeping.
所以听到没有兴趣。
So they're not interested in listening to sermons.
但是我很印象很清楚，有一个姐妹。
I remember there was a sister.
她年纪很大。
She was quite elderly.
坐在第一排最前面的一个位置。
She would always sit at the front pew.
啊，她听到就这样一直瞪着你，一直看。
And when we preach, she would stare at the preachers.
你一听到说有一个人这么认真听啊，你就好好的准备。
When you realize that there is one person who listens so carefully, you will prepare beforehand.
那你如果只有大家都在爱困爱困，你就随便讲一讲，就反正睡觉。
But if all the members fall asleep during sermon, you won't spend too much time preparing for the sermon.
所以他感觉到这个一按手，这个灵醒过来。
And this particular sister was awakened spiritually when the hand was laid upon her.
我们在美国有好几次体验，信徒有体验。
Many of our members in the U.S. have this experience.
在灵恩会的时候，大家在祷告。
During the spiritual convocation, during prayer,
这个工作人员一走过去啊，整个灵言都变了。
When the holy worker passes by, they changed in the tongues.
那个人再走回来，这个灵言又变了。
And when they walk back, they also changed their tongues.
这个人被神圣灵充满。
Because that holy worker is filled with the Holy Spirit.
与神同工。
And God works with that holy
word. 所以摩西按手在约书亚头上。
When Moses laid hands on Joshua,
智慧灵就充满他。
The spirit of wisdom filled Joshua.
以色列人就听从他。
And the Israelites listened to him.
所以人要听约书亚是因为有神跟他同在。
The people listened to Joshua because God was with him.
这是关键啊。
This was the key.
所以有人说这个渡过盐水的不简单啊，就是说这个移民来的都是不简单啊。
Some people say that the immigrants have had a harsh life.
不是有学问就是有钱就是有办法了。
Excuse me, it takes a lot to be an immigrant. You either have to have money, knowledge, or education.
所以这个教会如果不是有神同在,
without the abidance of God in the church,
不好带领啊,
it is difficult to lead the church in the U.S.
你想要用世俗的方法去搓磨啊, 去统合啊,
不是
这么简单的。
If you try to play politics in the church, it won't work.
最重要要被神的灵充满。
The most important thing is to be filled with the Spirit of God.
你有神同在，你讲人就会听。
If God is in the church, people will listen to you.
你没有神同在
，But without the Spirit of God,
只有一个头衔、一个职分，没有办法领导。
Titles alone cannot lead.
那么这里说啊，他 他便照着耶和华吩咐摩西的去行。
Here Joshua did as the Lord commanded Moses.
有时候我们对年轻人啊是很大的期望。
We have great expectations of the youth here.
但是有一点保留。
But we have some reservation, however.
就怕这个年轻人，你一交交给他工作后，前面人的全部都把他推翻。我现在要走我自己路线。
We fear that once we entrust the responsibility to them, they will start something dramatically new.
这个表示说我有抱负，我有理想。
To show that they have new ideas.
我有作为，让我上任就是不一样。
They are innovative and they will do something dramatically different.
那这种人上来很可怕。
And you better not hand the leadership to that person.
所以你看这个约书亚上台，他没有创造什么新路线了。
Joshua, for example, didn't create new ideas.
他是照神吩咐摩西的去做。
He did just as the Lord had commanded Moses.
那个这个就是约书亚的稳定。
This is the stability of Joshua.
所以一个人要被神用。
For a person to be used by the Lord.
要表现他是一个非常稳定的人。
He must be a stable or a serious person.
很成熟。
He must be a mature person.
这个不太稳定的。
If you are not very stable,
没有办法被神用。
You cannot be used.
所以在原有的根基上要建造他们的殿。
So they rebuild the temple on the original foundation.